Penguin Audio presents How Not to Be Wrong, The Power of Mathematical Thinking. Written and read by Jordan Ellenberg. What is best in mathematics deserves not merely to be learned as a task, but to be assimilated as a part of daily thought and brought again and again before the mind with ever-renewed encouragement. Bertrand Russell, The Study of Mathematics, 1902. When am I going to use this? Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the world, a student is mouthing off to her math teacher. The teacher has just asked her to spend a substantial portion of her weekend computing a list of 30 definite integrals. There are other things the student would rather do. There is, in fact, hardly anything she would not rather do. She knows this quite clearly because she spent a substantial portion of the previous weekend computing a different, but not very different, list of 30 definite integrals. She doesn't see the point, and she tells her teacher so. And at some point in this conversation, the student is going to ask the question the teacher fears most. When am I going to use this? Now, the math teacher is probably going to say something like, I know this seems dull to you, but remember, you don't know what career you'll choose. You may not see the relevance now, but you might go into a field where it'll be really important that you know how to compute definite integrals quickly and correctly by hand. This answer is seldom satisfying to the student. That's because it's a lie, and the teacher and the student both know it's a lie. The number of adults who will ever make use of the integral of 1 minus 3x plus 4x squared to the negative 2 dx, or the formula for the cosine of 3 theta, or synthetic division of polynomials, can be counted on a few thousand hands. The lie is not very satisfying to the teacher either.